are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, which originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin A. Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious congregation today, and we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use our broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every heart. If there be those in our congregation who do not know Thee, we pray that the love of God and the Spirit of God might so work with hearts that they would surrender their lives to Thee. So take this broadcast and make it a blessing to this people. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Once I was
Scriptures picture sin as bondage, and the Bible speaks about Christ coming to open the prison house. And so sin, whoever is in sin, living in sin, is a slave to sin. They are in bondage to sin. But the wonderful message of the gospel is that Jesus Christ came to set the captive free. Whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Yes, in Jesus Christ there is freedom, and everyone is invited to come and let the Lord deliver them from that sin and bondage so that they can live a victorious life. We continue the musical part of our broadcast service today with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with His redeeming blood. He loved me the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Seven Steps to Victorious Living. And our text of Scripture is found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 22. And it reads like this, Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Paul and Silas go to Thessalonica on Paul's second missionary journey, and Paul goes into the synagogue, as was his custom, and he speaks there or teaches there for 3 Sabbath days. And there were some of the people, some of the Jewish people, that accepted what he believed, and many of them did not. But there was a great multitude of Greeks, including the chief women, not a few, Acts 17:4 tells us. Thus a Church of God congregation was established. Later, Paul writes them 2 letters, and our text today comes from that first letter. And the first thing we want to mention in regard to 7 steps to victorious living, Paul said, rejoice evermore. Be glad, happy, or delighted. Be full of joy. And joy means a very glad feeling, happiness, great pleasure, delight, to be full of joy, rejoice. So Paul said, rejoice evermore. There we read in the Old Testament, in 1 Samuel, the first chapter, or the second chapter, about a woman by the name of Hannah, who was the second wife of a man, and her rival, if I might use that term, had children, but Hannah did not. And they went up to the house of worship every year, once each year, there at Shiloh, and Hannah was there praying, and her lips were moving, but there was no audible voice, and the high priest, Eli, thought that she was drunk, and he accused her of it, but she said, oh, not so. She let him know that her heart was burdened, and she was seeking God for a child, and Eli assured her that God would grant her request, and God did grant her her request. And we read in 1 Samuel 2:1, and Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord, mine horn is exalted in the Lord, my mouth is enlarged over mine enemies, because I rejoice in my salvation. So rejoice evermore. Let the saints rejoice in goodness. So we are told in 2 Chronicles 6:41, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So Paul said in Philippians 4:4. So one of the ways that we can have victorious living is by rejoicing in the Lord, rejoicing in His goodness, giving Him thanks and praise for all of His rich blessings unto us. Now the second point is, Paul said, pray without ceasing. And when Paul said pray without ceasing, he was not saying pray 24 hours a day, but have your regular times of prayer. Don't neglect prayer, for it is very important. I've said numbers of times, to have a victorious Christian life, you must have a victorious prayer life. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Philippians 4:6. And that expression there, be careful for nothing, simply means don't be worrying, don't be fretting, don't be troubled, but put your trust and confidence in God. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Men are always to pray, Jesus said, as recorded in Luke 18:1. Men are always to pray and not to faint. And if you do not pray and have a victorious prayer life, you will faint, you will fall by the wayside. So men ought always to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. So Peter said in 1 Peter 3:12. Now the third point, in everything give thanks. And that may not always be easy to do, but if we want to have a victorious Christian life, this is a necessity. In everything, give thanks. Now, that does not mean give thanks for evil and ungodly things, but give thanks to Almighty God for all of His goodness, for all of His blessings. We read in the book of Daniel, chapter 6 and verse 10, about how that after Daniel had read or heard about the decree that had been made that no one should pray to any god or make any petition to any man except for the king, he had a habit of praying three times a day. And after he heard the decree had been signed, he went to his house. And now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. So Daniel, even with the threat of being thrown in the lion's den, did not stop him from praying. He prayed three times a day. Well, Satan may have suggested, well, you know, you could pray silently and they wouldn't hear you. But that wasn't the way that Daniel was used to praying. Doubtless those who had this grudge against Daniel and worked up this thing for the king to sign, doubtless they were outside of his house waiting to see, and doubtless they expected him to go ahead and pray. That's why they went to all the trouble to get the king to sign that decree, and they were not disappointed. Daniel didn't pray silently. He didn't refuse to pray for 30 days. He went right ahead and prayed as he always had, three times a day. We read in 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable or His priceless gift. And certainly that is something to give thanks and to give praise to Almighty God for. In everything give thanks. Thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. Oh yes, there's battles, there's trials, and there are tests. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, there is victory in Jesus. Now the fourth point is, quench not the Spirit. Isn't it something that there are religious people in the world today who do not believe that the Holy Spirit is an actual person? They think He's just some power of some kind. But how do you quench power? Quench not the Spirit. The Spirit of God can be grieved. He can be quenched. He can be displeased. And He can be disobeyed. For the Spirit of God is an actual person. And Paul tells us that as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And so Paul, here in this letter to the Thessalonians, says, quench not the Spirit. The word quench means to put out, or to extinguish, or suppress, or stifle, or grieve. And we are not to do that. Rather, we are to be led by the Spirit, and we are to walk in the Spirit, and we are to live in the Spirit. And the Spirit of God, being the Spirit of truth, will never lead us wrong. Always remember, the Spirit is easily grieved, and we need to be careful, walk humbly before our God, walk obedience before Him, that we grieve not the Holy Spirit. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So Paul said in Romans 8 and 14, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So Paul says in Romans 8 and 5. Now, the fifth point is, despise not prophesying. And here, I'd like to quote from Adam Clark's commentary. And this is a quote. Do not suppose that you have no need of continual instruction. Without it, you cannot preserve or persevere in the Christian life. nor go on to perfection. They who slight or neglect the means of grace, and especially the preaching of God's holy word, are generally vain, empty, self-conceited people, exceedingly superficial, both in knowledge and piety. And that's a quote from Adam Clark. It pleased God through the preaching of the truth of God's word. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And Paul told the elders of Ephesus that they were to feed the church of God, which Christ had purchased with his own blood. So do not despise prophesying. Do not despise preaching whenever it's the truth of the gospel. Of course, there's a lot of preaching out there in the religious world today that is not soul feeding, and it is not the truth. So when Paul said, despise not prophesying, he was talking about the preaching of God's holy word as rightly divided by the Spirit. Now the sixth point that I would like to mention is prove all things. And I'll speak of this in two parts. For Paul said, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So first of all, prove all things. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. So we're told in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. Now this was not the Apostle Paul speaking here. He said, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And he goes on to say, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing is to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. And so Paul says, we are to prove all things. And then he goes on to say, in the latter part of this 21st verse, hold fast that which is good. Samuel said to the children of Israel, I will teach you the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he hath done for you. 1 Samuel chapter 12, the latter part of verse 23 and verse 24. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 24, the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is all this day. So we are to hold fast to that which is good and reject that which is not good. Yes, prove all things. Prove that which is true, prove that which is false. Reject that which is false, and hold to that which is true. The Apostle Jude said that we should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, point number 7, abstain from all appearance of evil. And again, I want to quote from Clark's commentary, sin not, and avoid even the appearance of it. Do not drive your morality so near the bounds of evil as to lead even weak persons to believe that you actually touch, taste, or handle it. And that's a quote from Clark. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Paul said in Romans chapter 12 and verse 9, "Recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men." There are places that we should not go, even though we could go without sinning, but we would not be giving the best testimony by going to certain places. I tell the congregation here, just because we cannot say it's an absolute sin doesn't mean that it's proper or right for you to go. We have a reputation, we have an influence, and Jesus said we are to let our light shine before men that they may see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. So we are to abstain from all appearance of evil. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. In a very few words, the Apostle Paul has given some very sound advice in how to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord and will be good for us all. Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. May the word that has been given, the comments, also be a blessing to souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that the scriptures and thoughts that we have brought to you along with the songs have been a blessing to you. If so, it would be an encouragement to us if you would take time to write and let us know. Now, our address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Our fax number is 301-739-7173, 301-739-7173, our fax number. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And remember, you can join us in our services. They are broadcast live over the internet. Our morning worship service begins Sunday morning at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. You may also listen to a number of our broadcasts if you have missed any of them, and also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. Now, we thank you for listening to today's broadcast, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
From the dust of the earth, my God created man, his breath made man a living soul. For God so loved the world, he to help my need. was made in His likeness, created in His image for our was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny Him. I'll always walk beside.